For some Afghans, September 11th, 2021 will be Liberation Day. For others, it marks the beginning of even darker times. It's the day that American and foreign forces will complete their withdrawal from Afghanistan. NPR's Dia Hadid reports.
In a Kabul hair salon, the mood is cheery. It's one of the few places in Afghanistan where women can let their hair down, literally. But Chagufa Niabi worries it won't last. She's 32 and says her life has just begun.
I got divorced. I got my freedom. I've just started my studies. I'm working.
Niabi does eyelash extensions as the music blasts. She uses the money to pay for college, where she's studying to be a dentist. And she tells NPR's producer, Hua Garani, that she's afraid her new life will be taken away.
I worry that the Taliban will seize power when the Americans leave.
The Taliban have stepped up attacks in recent days as American forces withdraw. There have also been unclaimed bombings, including one over the weekend that targeted a girls' school, killing dozens of students. And peace talks between the Taliban and the Afghan government have stalled. Niabi says if the Taliban do seize power,
the dark times we lived through before will return.
She's referring to when the Taliban ruled in the 90s. They shut down schools for girls and banned women from working, from even leaving home without permission.
Maybe they won't let me study. Maybe they won't let me work. They'll definitely shut down this salon.
The Taliban say they now support some rights for women, like gender-segregated schools and workplaces. But it doesn't placate 18-year-old Maram Atayi. She studies piano at the Afghanistan National Institute of Music.
Music, for me, means a reason why I can survive here in Afghanistan.
She plays a tune by Ahmad Zahir, a beloved Afghan musician who died in 1979. The Taliban destroyed his grave and they considered music to be un-Islamic. Atayi says she's worried that the Taliban will seize power and declare war on music again. If they do,
I will do our best to fight, and we can't just lose everything. We have worked so hard to just reach this level here in Afghanistan.
Other Afghans feel differently. 40-year-old Abdelkader Sultani works as a labourer.
When I heard on the radio that Biden announced a withdrawal, I was so happy.
Sultani comes from a village in an area contested by the Taliban. He says it was ravaged by American raids a decade ago.
They smashed our homes. They shamelessly stared at our women. Their dogs attacked us. They killed some villagers. I sold my cow and four goats on the cheap, just so I could flee.
Sultani says when the foreigners leave, he'll finally feel safe returning to his village. At a nearby mosque, Islamic teacher Maulawi Atta Niknam sees a withdrawal as when his country starts knitting itself back together. He's just completed his prayers.
We're very happy the Americans are leaving. They weren't here to help us. They came for their own interests.
He says the Americans created a class of Afghans who are dependent on foreign aid. Now, he says, that will have to change.
Our government will be self-reliant. They'll have to work hard and roll up their sleeves.
He says it might force Afghans to talk to each other and to make peace.
Afghans will have to come together and listen to each other. We'll have to tolerate each other.
But suggesting a deeper, more bitter divide, Niknam says those Afghans who want foreign forces to stay, he says they're Westerners. He's referring to women like Chagufa Niabi, who fought for her freedom while foreign forces largely kept Afghan cities safe from groups like the Taliban. Niabi says those freedoms are dear to her. She says if the Taliban try impose their harsh rules on the country again, she'll try to flee. She says it won't be her Afghanistan anymore. Dia Hadid, NPR News.